We all mark seasons in different ways, using holidays like Labor Day past, Thanksgiving upcoming. For me, the circle always wheels around the constellation Orion. When he shows up deep into late summer nights, I'm thrilled. But now, as he rises sooner and sooner, the big triangle of head and shoulders emerging over his straight line belt, a smudge of stars as dangling sword, 2 points for legs, I feel bittersweet because I know what this portends. Winter's coming. In the cold, he's a night-long companion, and when he starts slipping below the horizon sooner and sooner, I never say good riddance to him, only to the season. There are multiple Greek myths about Orion, but he always is the hunter. Some say his downfall, or upfall, was because he was a braggart, angering Gaia, the earth goddess, by claiming that he would kill every animal on the planet. I'm more intrigued with the mythology chronicling love and jealousy among brothers, even allegations of rape that led to divine punishment. Every version ends in exile and death, though opposite the usual order. That's because, in this case, Zeus flung him into the heavenly exile after his demise, so he could keep hunting forever. He's got his dog with him, Ceres the dog star, and Zeus also catapulted the scorpion that killed him, the constellation Scorpio. I've never understood to what extent ancient Greeks took their myths literally. Did the devout believe the sagas the way devout today believe in the Bible as a literal word of God? My guess is that many appreciated the creativity, inspiration, and life lessons of the stories, but that didn't necessarily mean they believed a character named Orion got turned into a bunch of stars by a marauding god named Zeus. Either way, he has always helped me take stock of where I am, who I am, how I've changed since the last time I stood in a dark place and stared up at him after dinner. Given his reliable order, structure, and timing, it seemed that traditional verse might be the right form to express his ancient tale. So I wrote the following sonnet, 3 quatrains and a couplet, as an ode called Orion. Only when forgotten scarf, parka, glove, and wool socks are remembered and in use, does this hunter, cinched at waist, towering above, silently stalk, his vengeance never loosed. It seems the hunter has the advantage, his prey full view, only arm's length away. But they are same swift, and from this vantage, they seem stock still, so speedy is their way. Fickle fate made he that seems sea-bound, following said, an everlasting scut. Love transformed the heavens for his death-mound. A brother less malicious might have, but nocturnal, universal, he won't stray in endless search of his elusive prey.